Oh, Shanti. Good morning. Today, Baba spoken about the creator of the three deities, but also the one who plays three very specific roles. But the very beautiful thing that Baba talked about is the attainments that one experiences in the confluence age. And through the rest of the cycle, the golden and silver age is the result of past karma. But then through the copper and iron ages, you don't necessarily get the instant return of karma. Sometimes you do. You plant coriander seeds and they germinate and begin to sprout within weeks. But you plant a mango seed and I think they've done some genetic modification now, but originally you could only get fruits from mango trees after about 5 years. And I think with GM they've shortened the time span. But generally it was years. And so through the copper and iron ages, some karma brings instant return, but other karma maybe comes in the next birth or the birth after. And in terms of our love for God and the devotion that we experience, the bhakti that we undergo, you're always told that, yes, you're going to get the fruit, but you don't know when. And you carry on, you carry on, you carry on for 63 births, and maybe there's a little bit of return that you do get, but still not the expectation that you're going to meet God in your next birth or your next birth. And then when Sangam Yuga comes, suddenly you do find God or God finds you. But from then on, the story of karma is totally different. And Baba has spoken about two types of karmic return. One is the immediate fruit that you get in Sangam Yoga itself. You give with one hand and you receive with the other instantly, instant fruit of karma. But the other is, yes, of course, you're getting the result through the golden and silver ages, so it's very long-term results. And because it's a direct connection with God, of course, whatever you do, one, you don't get one in return, it's multiplied, and you get 100-fold in return. But just reflecting on the attainments of Sangam Yuga, and in one word, Baba has summarized it as, whatever you do in Sangam Yuga, there can be success. And of course, the criteria in between is the quality of my relationship with Baba, because my relationship with the Father very much depends on my love and my relationship of total acceptance of whatever the Father says. The teacher, Baba described it as the bestower of fortune. In the Father role, Baba described it as the bestower. The Father is giving everything, absolutely everything to the child. How could the child survive if the parent didn't give everything? Survival is impossible. So right at the very start, when we come to Baba, I think go back to your experiences of spiritual childhood and you'll remember the intoxication you felt, the love that you felt, the joy that you experienced, how everything seemed so easy. But that was because you recognized Baba. But even that, it was a gift from God that you received the divine intellect, that you were able to recognize Baba. but yet your fortune from the past karma, the past cycle, and Baba blessed you with the divine intellect, you recognized Baba, and Baba gave you all those experiences in those very early days. And that was because your love for God had awakened, and further, you also were studying, you were doing something. You were understanding the knowledge, you were practicing the knowledge of the soul was so amazing that you began to experiment with it immediately, and you got the return of it instantly. And then the teacher, and yes, the Muralis are fascinating. Every Murali is opening up new secrets, new ideas that you hadn't thought about. And as a result of your study, then the bestower of fortune, first Baba blessed you with knowledge, but then further, the bestower of fortune was blessing you with amazing aspects of attainment, your fortune of knowledge, but also the knowledge was leading to good karma, because it was a deeper and deeper understanding of karma. And you knew that you were getting the return of your study. If in the early days Baba hadn't been so available and so giving, then who would think about coming from Murali on a Sunday morning when it's still dark and cold and rainy outside? But the Murali was so powerful and attractive that it brought you to Baba's house. And so you were studying and Baba was giving you the immediate return. And the third thing that I just want us to reflect on a little bit further, because it's come up in several Muralis in recent times, Sakar and Avyakt, that the relationship with the Sadhguru and my obedience to the Sadhguru, and in return for my obedience, then the blessings that make life very, very easy. Others looking at you say, it's a difficult thing that you're doing. And you say, it's very natural, it's very easy, and I enjoy it. I get so much benefit from it. So instead of thinking about anything as renunciation, you're seeing the advantage, the benefit that you're experiencing. And so those are the blessings that you're feeling from the Sadhguru. But blessings come only through obedience. Baba's made that very, very clear in several Muralis now. It's like with fortune. Sometimes some says, well, this one's lucky and I'm not so lucky. But luck and fortune is actually dependent on my karma, and in this case first my study, and the study opens up the door for good karma, the study allows me to do good karma, and the study then brings me fortune and good luck. Same thing, how come it seems so easy for this one and not so easy for this one? What is the difference? And the difference is the obedience. And the obedience is not just in terms of the main principles. Yes, absolutely, those are important, the fundamental, the foundation. But also, all the subtle things that Baba talks about. What is the vision with which I see others? Is it the vision that is a critical vision? Is it a vision that's judgmental? Or is it a vision of brotherhood, recognizing my family? And so Baba's also talked, and it's to one group, well, two groups together who have come as Sevadharis. But I'm seeing very much the connection of obedience, the Sadhguru, and then Baba telling us, only see that which is good. Don't see anything that is wasteful, or Baba hasn't gone further than that, but obviously nothing negative, but definitely not even anything that is wasteful. And Baba's explained how much loss there is through whatever is waste. Loss of my physical time, my physical energy, and the sense at the end of it all, if I allow it to carry on, then a sense of nothing that is accumulated within the self. Now, here I am, studying for years maybe, just a short time maybe, but whatever it is, and I'm saying, well, I'm doing all of this, but how come I'm not getting any attainment? And there isn't that sense of fulfillment I'm having taken from Baba. And so, of course, disheartenment and many things after that too. But the difference between the sense of accumulation and weakness and emptiness, it's connected very much with Baba's more subtle streamer and my obedience or lack of it. And of course I don't see it at that time. And then hopefully I read or hear Baba's Murli that gives a very, very clear straight line connection between the emptiness and the lack of attainment and the cause of that. And if this is what I'm feeling, and this is what Baba's explaining, well, this is a message for me. So when Baba says, don't miss a single murli, then Baba says, but I explain everything very clearly to you. So today's murli again, Baba explaining in a lot of detail what it is I need to do to feel the attainment and to feel the contentment and fulfillment that comes through attainment, and how a subtle weakness, you know, normally you wouldn't say that waste thoughts are going to lead to a lack of attainment. Well, it's not something that you would instantly connect, but Baba has connected it very, very clearly. And so externally, yes, I'm reading the Murli, I'm doing everything, but internally, what is it that's going on? And so Baba's Murli are a real, real mirror to be able to see the self and apply it to the self. Then again, that's the difference, that I think, oh, that's interesting, but does it apply to me? And in what way does it apply to me? And maybe it doesn't apply to me at the present time, but maybe it will apply to me, so I have to be careful and watch it. And so, fortune, attainment, and blessings making everything flow smoothly and easily, and the experience of success. Then Baba saying that these three relationships are in order, then the result is success in everything that you touch. And so we've seen with the Dadis, every single pure thought became practical. Things that people would have said were impossible became practical. A story that I think many new ones here haven't heard is at the time of the very first huge, huge fair that they put together in Delhi. This would have been, can't remember the year now, but early 80s maybe, a huge thing that was put on, and a big mela, and it was going to be at Red Fort, and that's the government place, and everything had been organized, and then the president of Russia was, it was announced he was visiting, and we thought, okay, but they wanted to welcome him at Red Fort, because that's historic, that's the place, and at that time, Russia was feeding India. Grain was coming from Russia to India. And so they called him Andata, the one who's giving food to India. And the government asked us to vacate that land. and to pull it down and put it somewhere else would have been enormous work and expense. And Nadi Kumarika heard she was in Delhi, just powerful, powerful yoga, and that his determination couldn't keep that place. They had all night yoga, and next morning they heard, you can keep the place. Indira Gandhi had sent somebody from her staff to have a look at the ground to see what was happening. And Daddy Kumarka said to them, keep going, work hard, work hard. And all the statues had been put up, especially the statue of the goddesses and everything. This guy comes along, sees this, and reports back to Indira Gandhi saying, if we make them pull down all the statues and everything, it's going to bring a curse on us. And so a bit of bhakti, a bit of superstition, but whatever it was, yoga power, Baba. And it worked, and they changed their mind. Instead of taking away that space, they found an alternative, equally historical place. And it worked. So powerful thought, success in everything you touch. So beautiful stories and many examples, but that was very dramatic, that one. And we have a very special surprise for everyone. Deity Suresh is coming to meet us all. Let me just share the special souls we are sending Baba's light and love to. Dr. Kumud, she's going to be having major surgery. She was Daddy's GP and my GP too. So she's been unwell for a while, but it's going to be major surgery this week.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Good morning. Golden morning. Diamond morning to the sparkling diamond. I know all of you are happy as much I am happy to meet my family after quite long time. No, looks very long time. Though it is not very long time, because about 5 days before the operation was final, at Amrit Vela time, in Baba's room, Baba told me, child, there's going to be a bhatti for 40 days. I told Sarita, Sarita, today Baba told me that I'm going to be for 40 days bhatti. Which bhatti? And that was the bhatti that became very clear then. Then 10 days isolation before, and then 21 days, 22 days, already in the hospital. And then 10 days, no isolation again. And I know that everyone is so eager to say hello, Om Shanti, as I am eager also, no? I also, somebody comes, I say, yes, yes, come in. And then sister say, no, Mary special, no, not allowed. So, it's important. Then I thought I'm fine, it's okay, all right. So, from a distance it's okay, because it is laws of the government as well, for safety as well. So I said I can meet the family from the stage with each other. And it was with everyone, those who have sent so many greetings from all over the world, not only just from UK, Europe, London, everyone's good wishes were the gift-like. And Baba did his work, magical work, using doctor's hand, touching the instruments. How it became, I don't remember, I don't know that there is any kind of procedure done on this body. I slept. I know the time when doctor himself, Brother Prakash, came morning, 8 o'clock. I said, but it's 1 o'clock. He said, no, we would like to have morning, the first one. So 5 minutes I have to get ready and I go. I remember only leaving the room, because in my room I was there, and I gave him and came back. So slept and woke up. Nothing feeling, nothing, but only I know, because I had gone specially for the special repairment institute. Very, very practical one. And they would have repaired something. And only after, on third day, when they were dressing, then I understood that the work is done. On this patchwork is done. Otherwise there is no sign of anything. Because it's Baba, the thought that I am going to Dilaram's house. Heart mana dil. Dilaram, the one who gives comfort to everyone's heart. And so I am going to the Dilaram's. And he is the remover of all kind of blockages, bondages. And it was a Murli as well. After that second day was a very special Murli. Baba has come to give the liberation from every kind. And this is a new birth, new consciousness. And also actually, I became angry when doctor came last meeting before the operation in the hospital itself. They gave the date 13th. I say, oh, nice new life. The nurse, I say, whatever it is, date is fine. New 14th is, then I told my physical birthday is 14. So Baba had to give the new 14th December was birthday. And 14th December is a new life for godly service. And I felt that it is Dilaram Baba where I am getting his Baba's blessings and everyone's blessings. But it was a service place actually, because doctor himself will come every day morning, and with him 2-3 doctors, 1 or 2 nurses, and every time I give blessings. It became a system. Good morning, nurse will come. I am on duty. This is my name. Say good morning. And I say, I give you good thought for today. So every time, as many nurses came on the duty, got Baba's blessings. And so it was, for few days, was a very good chance, but good experience as well. How much tension is there. So much tension in the, what is after operation, the emergency. Emergency night, because 2 days I also had to stay there. People, not only the patient, but even the doctors are in panic. Every moment lights are on and I am just watching, watching the drama. Why Baba has come? He has come to take away, to give power and happiness to the soul and take away the tension, fear. And so then, very good relay, good connection service, for doctors and nurse friendly relationship. And then it was also suggestion of doctor that it is better to stay longer because of separate room, separate place, safety because of corona, COVID. It's good that longer can be in hospital care than there. But home is home, no matter whatever. Though I stay longer according to drama, but when you come back home, you feel home is heaven, home is happiness. And so I'm very happy to come back home. And that was temporary place for service, but it was actually doing service or being in Dilwara temple so that the service becomes, can be given happiness to everyone. So Baba has given a new life, and so certainly, but one message is again and again that now give rest to the voice. Vani ko viram do. Give rest to the speech. And Baba say, now do service through sweetness, through smile, through drishti. Power of silence. As the drama forced me to speak less. So maybe. So this is why. But it is good. Baba is giving us so much already in the Murlis. A bestower of blessings. The Baba, the giver, the donor, Data, Vidhata, Vardata. What else we need? All his wealth, treasures, powers, inheritance, as being the children of the One. So we are children of Data. Vidhata, he gives a method how to use, how to become capable, sensible to use this treasure and follow Satguru Srimat so that you can get the blessings. And so Data, Vidhata and Vardata is also giving today very powerful signal what my state of mind should be, preparing the self and also preparing others, empowering others. When we are powerful, only then we can give power to others. When we are strong, we can become inspiration for others. But no fear of anything. Today Baba is saying, the whole world, as in the Gita, the whole world is dead. No fear of what is going to happen, but immortality is our birthright. We are eternal images of Baba. So Baba is giving power, Baba is giving love, Baba is giving happiness. And thanks to everyone, to the whole world, to all the families, those who have actually empowered the atmosphere, that doctors would also have got this vibration, and Baba worked through them. And also very lovely, very special souls. Because he telephoned Banarsi Bhai, and Banarsi Bhai said, according to drama, credit had to be London. Otherwise we offer in India. And Dr. Prakash said, it's my fortune. It's my fortune that I could serve you. And this is what, how Baba practically does his service and gives the feeling of this. Karan Karavanar does his work. So, past is cleared. Now, it's time to do different level of service. This is what Baba wants to do. Let us see in the drama. Definitely, as I knew. Thank you. Thank you for Jayanti Ben giving all the information to everyone. Whole family got time to time very clear news. And I get so many emails. Janti Ben got this. He got this news from Janti Ben. We get this news. So it's a thank you for making everything. Okay. Are we offering bhog together?
Thank you to Sudesh Didi for her courage, her faith, her love, and also her enthusiasm, which, as you see, has multiplied. It hasn't been reduced in any way.